From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant return process fair and humane. The European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return for the migrants before the migrants are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement follows angry protests by international human rights activists who have accused the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. NATO is preparing to step up its response to threats from the Islamic State group and from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is neither seeking confrontation with Russia nor a Cold War. But Stoltenberg told VOA NATO is implementing the biggest reinforcement to its collective defense since the end of the Cold War in response to the new security environment. Dutch voters are going to the polls to vote on whether to back a European Union free trade agreement with Ukraine. The referendum is non-binding, but it will be an important measure of EU support. It comes just 3 months before British voters cast ballots on whether to remain in the European Union. A Panamanian law firm says the 11.5 million documents leaked from its offices this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of Mossack Fonseca, says he has ruled out an inside job. Fonseca says the hacking was carried out from overseas, but he did not say what country. The disclosures about the creation of the offshore accounts have forced several world leaders to defend their investments and say whether or not they have paid taxes on their profits. This is VOA News. Texas Senator Ted Cruz's resounding win over Republican frontrunner Donald Trump in the Wisconsin primary election Tuesday makes it more likely that none of the three candidates will have enough votes to win the party's nomination. There are 16 state Republican nominating contests to go, extending into early June. Trump would have to win more than 60% of the remaining delegates in order to claim the nomination at the national convention next July. Republicans have not had a contested convention since 1976. In the Democratic race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is facing growing competition from her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders has defeated her in six of the last seven state nominating contests, including Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin. There was a large rise in the number of executions carried out worldwide in 2015, according to Amnesty International. Henry Ridgewell reports.
25 countries carried out the death penalty, but just three, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan, accounted for 90% of the total. In Pakistan, the December 2014 Taliban attack in Peshawar killed 141 people and led to the government ending its moratorium on executions. At least 158 people were executed in Saudi Arabia. In Iran, many executions were carried out for drug-related offences. The true number of people executed globally is likely to be much higher because China is excluded from Amnesty's data. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Regional security issues will be a focal point of discussions for Secretary of State John Kerry as he visits Bahrain. Bahrain is on the first leg of a week-long overseas trip that includes a stop in Japan. The primary focus of Kerry's visit to Manama is a meeting with his Gulf Cooperation Council counterparts and preparing for President Barack Obama's attendance at an April 21st summit in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Kerry is also expected to discuss efforts to combat the Islamic State group and efforts to stabilize Yemen and Libya. Later in the week, Kerry travels to Hiroshima, Japan, where he will attend a G7 ministerial meeting and visit a World War II memorial. The vice director of the Pentagon's Joint Staff Operations told reporters at the Pentagon Wednesday that the military could open an additional fire base to support Iraqi security forces working to isolate the city of Mosul. A fire base is a temporary space used to fire artillery in support of advancing troops. Rear Admiral Andrew Lewis said that, to his knowledge, no other U.S. fire bases have been opened in Iraq since one was opened last month in Makmur. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.